a huge update in the world of Counter-Strike that drove everybody berserk. Berserk, I say, for it is the first fundamental, serious gameplay change in the game since the introduction of CS2 with its volumetric smokes. This came out at a time when I think it's fair to say the community are clamoring for content, not fundamental game changes. People are fine with the mechanics, except all the retards that can't explain what subtick is, but know subtick is bad, and think subtick is a number somewhere between 64 and 128 that just uses letters instead of numbers. But other than that, most people are fine with the mechanics. The mechanics are largely unchanged. We all agree volumetric smokes and MR12 were good things that came in with CS2. Not everyone is an MR12 believer. Some of the old purists believe MR15 is superior. I'm not one of them, despite being an old head. People wanted actual content. They want game modes. They want new maps. They want a server browser that works. All of these things, by the way, are reasonable requests for a game that has been launched now for 2 years, supposedly upon full release. My theory has always been, by the way, just to explain where I'm at, because the community complains too much, and Valve are updating this game at the same pace. They updated CSGO when that was first released. That's measurable. You can go and look at all the little tweaks and fiddles and updates and all the patch notes and measure it yourself. But for me, I think they rushed this release out, probably because I played a part in that with my reporting it as being real. And ultimately, you are still participating in what is largely a beta. That's how I see it. They don't say that because that's not very linguistically reassuring for something people put a lot of money into with skins and things like that. So it is essentially an ongoing beta build of a game that is constantly changing and constantly evolving, and people just want you to put more content in it. Oh, just give us the content back you took away. That's what people want, right? People say, oh, I'm the one guy who played fucking Danger Zone. I miss it so much. They're lying, but just give them Danger Zone back. Why not? You know, why not? How hard realistically can it be to spend a couple of months just putting that mode back in the game on a new engine? I don't believe it can be that difficult at all. So whatever. That's where I'm at. I think Valve catch a lot of strays, but some critique is valid, and they're way behind. You know, 6 months into the release, I was telling people, calm the fuck down. We're 6 months into the release of a game in a new engine. 2 years? Yeah, all right. You've probably got grounds to be a little bit miffed at where the game is now. But anyway, they released this post, and it said, guns, guides, and games. From reloading a custom games, today's update will give you plenty to think about. Reload, which I remember being a terrible album by Metallica. When you reload in CS2, the leftover ammo in your magazine is dumped back into an essentially endless reserve supply. And so the decision to reload has never offered significant trade-offs. In a safe position with enough time, you might reload after firing a single bullet or half a mag, or after firing down to empty and the rest of the round would be unaffected. We think the decision to reload should have higher stakes. So in today's update, reloading has been redesigned. Now when you reload, you'll drop the used magazine and discard all of its remaining ammo instead of topping off your weapon with a few bullets. A new full magazine will be taken from the reserves whenever you reload. How many reserve mags will each weapon have? Most have gotten a 3 clips fill-up, but some weapons will have less to reward efficiency and precision, or more to encourage spamming through walls and smokes. Keep an eye on your reserve supply. And so what does this mean? Well, okay, ultimately, if you've played, I'm trying to think of other examples of games that do this, but more realistic shooters like Armor. If you shoot, like, that's me shooting, right? If you shoot a few bullets, but then decide, shit, I'm about to get into an encounter, I need more bullets. Tarkov, yeah, there you go, another good one. Sorry, Armor 3 doesn't do that. There you go, showing my knowledge of Armor 3. I played it once. Okay, not Armor 3. But Helldivers, there you go. I do play Helldivers. There you go. It's just, it's not realistic. But anyway, Helldivers does it. So what you do is you shoot, you go da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm about to get into a real gnarly encounter. It would be better to have a full magazine than a half-full magazine, even though I'm going to eat into my overall ammo reserves. And so you reload, and now the clip's full, but those 15 bullets or whatever you didn't shoot in the magazine, they're gone. They're gone forever. So that basically now encourages a new skill-based decision-making process where it's like, I can't waste bullets or reload frivolously. One of the things you probably noticed about not very good players in Counter-Strike is that they're habitual R-pressers. They go, kill somebody, press reload. Someone runs around a corner because they couldn't conceive there was two people there. They get killed while reloading. You've seen that probably a million times in your Silver and Gold Nova games, right? Like, it's one of the filthy habits. It's a bleed over, I would say, from other popular FPS games like Call of Duty. There's not really any sort of punishment for just constantly reloading. In CS, there can be, but even so, it's very forgiving. People think, right, I've killed that guy, reload. Killed that guy, reload. And it's like this constant, like, one clip per kill kind of cycle. I should also point out, because there will be some people that don't know this, back in the old Counter-Strike days, you did have to buy ammo. There were these fringe moments in a game where it would be good to buy a rifle and one clip rather than buy an SMG with full ammo. That used to be how we played Counter-Strike. Or you can buy a Deagle with 14 bullets, exactly. And that might be the way that you want to play that round. In Source, that got phased out. And ultimately, you were just buying a gun, and it came with ammo, and then that bled over into CSGO. A lot of people miss the old 1.6 system, and personally, I was hoping this might be a stepping stone towards bringing it back, because I definitely think there's not enough financial considerations in the game right now. And one way to fix the economy without having to deconstruct it on a much more macro level is to give people more micro decisions. And so, you know, someone like Jane will have the ups and downs all figured out, you know, pretty quickly. So maybe that's something that happens in the future. But anyway, all of which is to say, this update happened, and it's in the middle of a tournament because it's Valve, and they don't care about these things. First, though, real quick, I will play Maui's live reaction on Blast Rotterdam, which was the tournament that was ongoing when it happened.
Just instant impressions for me is that I just feel like now smoke spamming is slightly nerfed, and so outside yard nuke is probably what I think is most affected by mm-hmm. that, and so people will be crossing a little bit more seamlessly down into secret. So maybe you'll see a very minor T-side buff for a few of the maps where smoke spams for CTs are relevant.
Would you say that that's anything prevalent on the map we're about to see for Overpass?
Yeah, actually. I mean, monster spams are pretty common also for the CT, so monster anchors, you're going to see, I think it'll be zero in this one. I'm sure you're going to see him probably spam that monster yeah. smoke or that monster tunnel as he believes that Fury of players are encroaching onto his position.
So that's what Maui says, and I think he's spot on with his assessment about how some positions are going to be played. There was a lot of knee-jerk reactions to this. Once again, got to thank HLTV for compiling all of these, so we'll get into them. This is our guy, Dust. Leave it to Valve to once again mess around with something that was a total non-issue and that no one was calling for changes for. I'll get into why that's a bad opinion in a second. Somebody else apparently made the Armor 3 mistake. Am I playing Armor 3? Turns out, no, you're not. I've just been corrected by my chat on that topic. Dima here saying, now when you reload, you'll drop the used magazine and discard of all of its remaining ammo. Why, Lamau? Who asked for this? We've got Duncan, moronic ammo reload change. Way to break things that didn't need fixing. Again, don't agree. Blair more in line with my way of thinking. It's funny to see the same old reactionary panic posting. We've had way wilder updates over the years, which eventually got accepted as the standard. This too shall be fine. Also low-key happy there will be less random smoke spam. Lovable little Dinko, Blair's partner in crime. A new skill to develop in Counter-Strike is always fun. I can already see there being some sick moment in a big tournament decided by this change. Sweet Jason Mimosis says yes to adding more layers of decision making. So excited to see how it plays. Huge change with the major coming. Connor coming in big. Again, more in line with my way of thinking. Nobody asked for the reload design. Nobody asked for volumetric smokes. Nobody asked for droppable utility. Maybe you don't know what you want. Correct. The correct opinion. A guy I have blocked because he's just a weirdo, apparently. But he did put out a tweet, at least, explaining which guns got the benefits and which ones didn't. You can see the Galil is the top beneficiary, with the M4A4 being next, and then the biggest nerfs are essentially the Desert Eagle and the MAC-10. So, first things first, yeah, I mean, Connor's totally on point. I remember on the day that we did the release of droppable utility, and if you remember what pro players, particularly MSL, who went into depth and made all these videos, like how it was going to break the game, because it would be impossible, to measure how many players were in a site and whether or not they'd used all of their utility. It would be impossible. And he demonstrated it. And he did this one video where he was running back and forth and throwing infinite flashbangs. And everyone was going, yeah, wow, this is it. It's over. It's over. How are terrorists ever going to get onto bomb sites now? You know, how are people ever going to hold corners now when you can just spam mollies and all this like whack ass theory crafting about something that didn't happen? In the end, it has no impact on your pubs because no one drops utility for anyone. They don't even drop guns. And it's had a very minimal impact on the pro scene because ultimately there are some situations where I can now leave somebody and they can have like an extra piece of utility, or if I've got money and they don't, they can still have a full complement of utility. That's essentially what it's been good for. Now, the other one that everybody was fucking going nuts about that I remember, back in the day when we first introduced Molotovs, go look, there's an HLTV, I think it's a video. They interviewed pro players and asked them about what they thought Molotovs were going to do to the game. And everyone went, oh, Molotovs are going to ruin the game. Molotovs are going to ruin the game. There's no skill in Molotovs. It's impossible to play the game. They're going to break the game. Here we all are. We just accept Molotovs now as like part of Counter-Strike's rich history, right? And even though, and I know people are going to point this out, yes, the first initial introduction of mollies, they were too wide and did too much damage and all sorts of, they were tweaked over time, and none of the things the pro players said they were going to do came to pass. And in fact, there's a lot of skill in using Molotovs, and there's a lot of skill in evading Molotovs, and there's a nice back and forth with the way they interact with smoke. That was a good update from Valve, and it was the same with volumetric smokes. People were saying, oh, this is going to make smokes OP. Certain types of smokes are going to break the game. They're going to be unplayable. And then it's like, no, but you can shoot through them. This is cool. You've now got this like interesting paper, rock, scissor game going on all the time with all these different parts of utility. So I have more faith in Valve when they drop these things into the wild than when they don't. And also the community, if you ask the community, what would you change about Counter-Strike? They would say nothing. They'd say, give us 128 tick servers. And that's it. That's as good as they could come up with. They don't want new guns. They don't want new pieces of utility. They say they want new maps, but they don't really. They want old ones to be fixed in a way they prefer. Valve shouldn't ask the community for anything. They're idiots. They don't even understand the things they complain about and have gaslit themselves into thinking that here I am at 4,000 fucking rating playing cheaters every game. No, they're just better than you, you fucking moron. Just analyze the basic logic of what you're saying. Yeah, so no, don't ask the community. Never do. For me, good update. And why do I say that? Because, first of all, smoke spam was a problem. Probably I noticed it when I got back on the circuit for real and I was working events. You pay more attention to the games because you have to talk about the game. So I was watching more of the games in green rooms. And it was occurring to me, the amount of times you would see like an M4 or even an SMG and people would just be spamming through the smoke and, you know, they pick up a kill, or they interrupt and execute, and therefore they can adapt and win the round because of it. It felt like that was happening a bit too often because there were ultimately zero consequences. Spam half a clip, just reload, whatever. Spam an entire clip with an SMG, fast reload, whatever. There wasn't any downside to, okay, there's 40 seconds left on a clock, smoke's here, but I should probably spam it. It didn't feel like you were making like a particularly difficult choice in that moment. But now, if the choice is spam it and waste your ammo, and I'm going to have to reload, and then that's a lot of ammo wasted, I'm less likely to do that earlier on in rounds. You know, I'm less likely to do it just as a matter of habit. So it removes that aspect. You've now got to make choices around it. And so ultimately, I don't think it's going to change anything in the long run for your games. Pubs, it's not going to make any difference at all. Even in Face It, to a certain extent, it's not going to make any difference at all. It is going to make difference at the high level because these players are operating to a degree of specificity and detail that you're not and never will. And so, yes, spamming a smoke at this time, here's another thing. Hitbox is part of the problem here. Sorry, Anders, to say this. But it's like, it's what pro teams do now, just to give you an idea of the level they're on, and I've talked to coaches about this and stuff again now that I'm back on the circuit. They will look at hitbox. Like, if a player is here and a smoke is thrown here, 56% of the time they're going here. And if, skybox. And the other thing is, if like a player pushes here and then something happens over here, 80% of the time they're going to do this and they're going to win the round. And those coaches know that. And when they hand out those like piles of paper, that's what's on there. That's partially what's on there. You know, watch out for these tendencies. And they know if a player plays here, the likelihood is someone's here, and then they can nade that, and they do that. That's the level that they're operating on. And so when you understand now, oh, if they throw this smoke at this time, definitely spam it, because there's going to be someone there, then obviously removing the risk from that, it makes it even more likely people are going to do it and play this certain way. And I've seen so many like kills through smokes or interrupted executes these days by the CTs that ultimately, yeah, it's got a little bit tiresome and it kind of needs to be nerfed in a way that this is how Valve do things. This is how Valve balance things. It also will make more guns likely to be bought, probably at the pro level, but not in your games. It will not affect your games. It's kind of interesting because I saw the Reddit thread about it. So this was the initial update reaction, and you can see the reaction on Reddit. This is a massive change. Holy fuck, that's the top comment, right? That reload change is nuts. People saying stuff like this. This is not a milsim, meaning military simulation, in case you're not aware. I don't like this at all. I would play Insurgency if I wanted to play that. I'm not a dog shit player. I'm a level 10 European, face it. I can't hit any shots, but this is legit stupid as fuck. I don't understand why we make massive core gameplay changes when the game is already in need of improvements. I was never one of those guys who thought that the devs need to be good players themselves to be good devs, but I'm really starting to feel that the devs are extremely out of touch, at least with anti-cheat and subtixies, the caricature of the average CS2 player. You can kind of hide behind the excuse of invasiveness and performance. Yes, every Redditor is level 10 and 25k plus Premier, obviously. You know that by now. So anyway, this is not milsim in any way, shape, or form. Like, this is, like I say, this is utilized in, like, just a number of games that are clearly not simulations in any way, shape, or form. You know, we're talking about Helldivers 2. I mean, not a fucking simulation. It's a choice that people make in so many games that it's just like, you know, it's ubiquitous. It's just like, in games that aren't military simulations, there are two types of reload. It's this one, or it's the one CS used to have. That's it. Ammo change is legitimately meta-changing. Will be interesting to see how pros adapt. Someone suggests the Negev might start getting used. My COD reloading is cooked. Yes, it is for you. Yes, certainly. This is one of the biggest game-breaking slash changing updates of CS2's history. Holy cow. Vitality is done after this one. This really fucks up the M4A1S. The ammo was already one mag short, in my opinion, and even fully reloaded 20 bullets is just enough to spray down as it is. What a fuck. What a fuck. Didn't see that reload nerf coming. Holy shit, reload change is crazy. The implications that'll come from this will go insane. You have to absolutely hit your shots. Massive gameplay implications in all capitals. This is fucking crazy. Such a big change out of nowhere while we're still waiting for stuff they should have ported from Go 2 years ago. I want my arms race maps back. Is this April 1st? By the way, it's really in the game. Who the fuck asked for the reload mechanics? Lol. Add stuff the community wants? No. Make random reload changes? 3 ticks? And so, on it go. I mean, like, the update is awful, by the way, apparently, says guy who didn't even play on it. So, anyway, that was the initial reaction. Fast forward to one day after the update. I haven't noticed a difference in my gameplay. I'm a level 10 27k Premier Elo, because I'm on Reddit, obviously. What about y'all? Only pistols. I've caught myself cancelling reloading my USP a couple of times. Other than that, absolutely no difference. Expectations? I have to unbind R to learn new ways of playing. Reality? No noticeable difference. Wait, you guys actually play the game? That's a good post. Only difference for me is that I don't reload the Deagle after taking a couple of pot shots anymore. Other than that, nothing. Hasn't affected my gameplay. Just a little more cautious when spamming smoke. Some guy in here literally said the 150 millisecond shooting delay after stopping defuse was going to lead to a T-sided meta. This place is full of pretend wine tasters. Not much different. No change at all. Only with the Deagle. I ran out of ammo in a pistol round. I no longer wallbang. Look at this. Huge different. You fight enemies. Got 10 bullets. I love when people make these insane scenarios as well. Got 10 bullets and one clip left. Enemies is executing into sight. Before you can safely reload and wait for the enemies to come, now you are torn between reloading and have no bullets left, or fight with 10 bullets against 3-4 enemies and find a way to hide to reload. Force buy with MP9 and 5.7 are way less effective now for Inferno due to not able to spam smoke. Having about 10 bullets left after some spraying back and forth and not able to reload is just not ideal. I know, maybe stop fucking wasting your bullets, bro. Like, how's that any different? Like, if you spam down to 10 bullets, you're getting charged up by 4 people. Probably best you reload anyway, mate. Or hit your shots, I don't know. I don't hate it nearly as much as I thought I would. And there you go. It all turned out to be nothing. That's always the thing. When these changes like come out, sounds like it could be a big deal, but then the reality just is that, you know, yeah, it's rather minor. And Valve have got pretty good at making these changes that feel like they're going to be sweeping changes, feel like they're going to change the game in these huge meta-defining ways. But ultimately, in CS at least, they get figured out pretty quickly. And you know what's optimal, and you know what to do, and you know what not to do. They have very minor changes, and you just get on with your life. And that's that. So for me, I thought this was like a crazy hubbub. I thought the community reaction, especially from some of, like, you know, the professional people that work in the space, it's like, yeah, no one asked for it. Cool. Who cares? Like, anything that keeps the game fresh for me is a good thing. And anything that changes up the pro meta on occasion is a good thing. And ultimately, these things don't affect 99% of the player base, because 99% of the player base aren't good enough for the margins to matter to their gameplay. So it's fine. It's fine to balance like that. For me, it feels like these balances are based around the pro scene rather than the pub scene for a change, which, if you think about how Valve have took maps in and out of the map pool like train, they've looked at the number of people playing them in pubs and made a decision based on that. They're not making it based on pro stuff. This feels like a balanced decision that was made on watching pro games. So that's actually a refreshing change. So this is a good update. Congratulations to Valve. You've done it again. Now if you could just put all of the shit back into the game that used to be there, people won't have a right to complain anymore, and Reddit will be a tolerable place to inhabit for the most part.